Okay, so Zuckerberg, speaking of people who are normally untouchable, so he was dragged before on trial. So basically, the parents of this girl who, when she was 9 or 10 years old, got onto Instagram and basically spiraled out. Fortunately, she didn't take her own life, but she suffered from depression.
Yeah.
She was bullied by other kids, suicidal ideation. Her name is Kaylee, her the trial name. That's not her real name. Mm-hmm. And she's now 20 years old, but because her name is being withheld because she was a child about when the events in question were brought to trial. Anyway, so her attorneys are one of 6,000 cases. This is the first one to come to trial. It's all being lumped together in a class action suit. And this is a big deal. This is like the new big tobacco. This is big tech. And basically, it's a product liability case. So normally, Facebook is protected by Section 230 of the Communications Act that basically says, we can't help what people do on our platform. It's we're not a publisher. We're like the phone company. Yeah. If you call up and make an obscene phone call to someone, that's on you. That's not on us. Well, but they're saying, look, the product was designed to be addictive and to bring in kids. They found a smoking gun memo where Zuck says, officially no one's allowed to use Insta unless under the age of 13, but we're never going to get them hooked unless we have the tweens, the awful 10, 11, and 12 year olds.
Just awful.
If you're a parent or you care about kids or you've been a kid, it's not cool. And I don't think a jury is going to like it. And I don't know how much, I know how corrupt the Los Angeles Superior Court is, but I don't think that Zuck is going to be able to escape this. I think they're going to get nailed. I think big tech is going to have to fork out billions, if not trillions of dollars in the long run, the not so long run. I think this is a big deal, and it represents the next chapter.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I think you're right. And, it's not an accident that the Europeans are so much tougher than we are and better at policing these gigantic social media platforms. They've gone after Twitter and X. Now they've gone again after Zuckerberg. This is not the first time he's had to face committees in Europe. They've been fined repeatedly. So I think we're going to see more of this. If the American government's not going to protect American children, the Europeans are going to protect European children.
Well, so the defense here is, like, kids are going to find a way, right? Like, they're going to say, are you 13 years old? Sure, I'm 13 years old. That's true. I mean, I certainly remember, I saw my first porn mag when I was 8. So I know exactly that that's true. But is that a defense, really?
No.
I mean, I don't feel like it's a valid defense. It's not going to help.
I agree. Yeah. I don't think it is going to help. But what can the Europeans do other than levy fines? Like, Zuckerberg's not going to be prosecuted.
No, but this is Los Angeles, right? So this is
that's what I meant. I meant law enforcement, not the Europeans. Sorry, I'm tired.
Yeah, the thing is, this is a civil case, right?
So, exactly.
They can be shaken down for money. I mean, there's going to be, there are countless kids who've committed suicide. Countless kids who are, in therapy. Adults who are former kids. I mean, Facebook's been around so long. They obviously don't care, right? I mean, I heard, one of the parents complain, like, they just don't care. It's true. They don't care. They just want to make money. And I guess to me that the solution is here is to create a product. It's kind of like don't make candy flavored cigarettes and then say you're surprised that kids are smoking.
That's right.
So it's kind of like you have to redesign the product entirely. Not just, you can't just sort of have a, ask nicely for kids not to sign on.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Well, yeah.
We have to get our act together, like nationally, on these issues.
Want to support the show with style? Go to deprogram.live and check out our merch. That's deprogram.live, or check out the description below. Thanks for watching.